Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hello, I'm Alison Larkin, writer, comedian, narrator, and host of the Jane Austen podcast. Join me as we embark on a journey through Austen's timeless stories, starting with Pride and Prejudice. The Jane Austen podcast with Alison Larkin is available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello and welcome to the IGN UK podcast. I'm Colin Rittman and I'm joined by my two colleagues, Colin Rittman.
Hello, do you know what PAX stands for?
And Colin Rittman.
Hello, have you played Nosedive?
We can't stop doing Colin Rittman's voice because it's fucking mental.
I don't know what you mean, Joe.
That's a serious TV program with a man who sounds like a lesser character in a Partridge show.
Yeah, also Rick Douglas from Gaffer.
He's got
well.
A bit of Rick Douglas. Yeah. Oh, Rick Douglas has got a bit more swag to him.
Yeah, that's true.
What is it? Blood. 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 And bits of sick.
Colin Rittman's great. Start. Happy 2019.
We're not going to be talking about Bandersnatch. That's just 2018.
That's a bit of Colin. That's the past. But what is the past? Is it the future? LSD.
Welcome to the IGN UK podcast for the first time in 2019. Mm. Sort of. Yeah, we had one.
It is the first
time.
No, it's first
That's
time.
All right. We've done it. There was the leaked episode that came out earlier than it should have.
We don't talk about that, Joe.
Do we not? Nah. All right, sweet.
Nah, never happened. I don't know what you're talking about.
Today, we're going to do a big preview of 2019. Woo. And we're not even doing like an alternative, like, we're being silly, like edgy. We usually do. We just want to talk about all the stuff that's going to get really exciting.
Yeah,
all the fun stuff. So we're going to cover film, TV, and games.
Woo.
Let's start with films.
Ooh, okay, straight in.
I would like to highlight something that only recently came on my, or I assume most people's radar, Us by Jordan Peele, which got a trailer on Christmas Day.
I was going to say, so when did they announce this? Because I did not hear about it until the trailer
They
dropped.
Teased it about a week or two before. Yeah, right. Then we received those golden scissors in
so
the post.
We knew that there was a film called Us by Jordan Peele coming out, and we knew Lupita Nyong'o was in it. And that's more or less all we knew until, we got sent some scissors in the post, which was said something like, this is... Prepare for the untethering.
Oh, God.
And it's like, that's someone's dick getting chopped off, isn't
it? Absolutely, yeah.
And then, they dropped the teaser on Christmas Day, and it was fantastic.
It's so good that I have no desire to see anything else now.
Yeah.
That's it. I will watch a film after that.
Well, see the film. Yeah.
You know what?
I've seen the bloody film.
Any other trailer. Well, it's called a teaser, isn't it? So I don't want to see the trailer or anything. Like, I don't want to know, because... It's hard to get a full gist of what is really going on. Mm. Obviously, it's a horror film akin to Get Out, but who knows in what respect, really?
If you haven't seen it, it's a family on holiday who are presented with themselves as a family in red robes who apparently are evil versions of them.
It looks more like an all-out horror than Get Out.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't see any, from what I really could gather, any sort of comedic... I'm sure there will be.
Yeah, there'll be funny bits.
It's a Jordan Peele film.
There'll be fun observational, humoury bits about families.
But it generally did. It was actually quite scary. Which Get Out never really scared me. It was unsettling.
Yeah, it's creepy.
Yeah. But that was. Yeah, you could see there'll be some shots.
I suppose you say like Jordan Peele, there must be comedy bits. But then John Krasinski didn't have any comedy elements in A Quiet Place.
No, I thought it was bloody hilarious. That bit of the baby.
It would screaming be, into a waterfall. Ridiculous.
It would be interesting to see him lean far more into horror and away from comedy as well and see what it's like there. I mean, it definitely is unsettling, and I think the music, the use of music was fantastic in that trailer as well.
It's, it feels, I don't know who's doing the music, but it sounds very similar to Get Out's like weird sudden stabs and strings, and it's just really fun to watch.
I'm up for that, and it's only out in March as well, not long to wait.
It's really close.
Yeah.
When was the last time we had a good home invasion film?
Ooh,
there haven't been many.
Panic Room.
No, that's a good old good old while ago.
I can't think of one recently. I guess it's not good, but a Quiet Place is kind of home invasion.
Was the was Your Next one? People liked Your Next.
Yes, that was. Yeah, I really like that film,
yeah.
It's that film Hush that I haven't seen.
Hush was very good, and Don't Breathe, actually. There's been loads.
Don't Breathe was brilliant.
When was the last time we had one? All the time. They never stop. Dale, you got a film you're looking forward to?
I mean, are we going through the list, Joe? Because I'm not looking forward to the next one on the list.
No, we'll just pick out what you want.
Okay, Star Wars Episode 9. That is what I'm looking forward to.
We're going to guess titles. You wanted to guess titles.
Ooh, yes. I haven't even thought about that.
I literally didn't think of one, by the way. I just said I wanted to guess them. Now I've got to think of one. So I'm going to say The New Sith.
I think they're going to go full on meta and call it Revenge of the Sith. You know, that was meant to be the original Episode 6 title.
Yeah, but...
Oh, no, it was Revenge of the Jedi.
Call it Revenge of the Jedi.
But they did Revenge of the Sith.
Revenge of the Sith. Three, isn't it?
I'm getting them confused.
I was so confused then. I remember it wrong?
I think they're going to go full meta and just give it the same name as the third film in the prequel trilogy.
I think
trilogy.
Attack of the Jedi.
Attack of the Jedi.
I reckon they might go simple. I know they're all normally like three words or something, but I'd just go Resistance.
Isn't
Star
that
Wars
the
Resistance?
That's the name of the new TV series. Yeah, so that'll be a problem.
Oh well,
we're shows embarrassing ourselves today, all over the shop.
Rise of the Resistance,
or Fall of the Order, or well, that time kind of
second,
spoils it.
The Second Order.
I'm kind of interested to see how people react to Episode 9.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because 8, like even just coming up to it, because I think this will be the first time in a long time, because I don't even remember maybe I was too young. I don't remember with the prequel trilogy, people looking forward to the next film, no matter how bad they got, going, this film's going to be bad.
I quite remember it. I remember after Phantom Menace, there was a lot of goodwill for a while, and then it kind of turned after a few months in. For after Attack of the Clones, I remember there was online petitions for George Lucas not to write Revenge of the Sith.
Okay.
Not to direct Revenge of the Sith, because people were so scared that he would ruin the last one.
Right.
And it turned out, I think when the last one came out, there was quite a positive reception to it, because it is the best of the three.
It's just not good.
It's just still not very good.
No!
But yeah, so there was a lot of, it was quite negative back then as well.
Okay. But yeah, I'm interested to see whether people are excited for it because J.J. Abrams is doing it, or they're reticent about it because Last Jedi pushed it in a direction they didn't want it to. By the way, I really like Last Jedi.
Yeah, same, yeah. I feel like for as many people who didn't like The Last Jedi, there was as many people who didn't like, maybe not as many, but The Force Awakens got a lot of backlash because JJ was like rehashing ideas. So where do they fall now? Like, I assume everybody is slightly hesitant about it and hopeful. But I love The Last Jedi. I thought it was a fantastic film, and I'm really excited to see the idea of a director taking a spin of somebody else's piece and then that original piece person coming back and then spinning it back his way. I'm interested to see how that works out.
It'll be really exciting to see if... I'm really interested to hear when he's allowed to talk about it, how much of this was his original vision from 7. Like, I'd really like to know what
probably a lot has changed since he did The Force Awakens. Yeah. Obviously, the whole middle story. He might have expected Carrie Fisher to be around.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure that is definitely a thing. But I imagine, like, they all sat together at one point. They worked out all these beats far in advance.
Yeah.
You have to assume, otherwise, what the fuck are they doing when they're playing that?
Yeah.
But I'm really excited for it. I mean, I watched Solo again over Christmas.
Yeah.
That is a really good film.
Never understood the absolutely backlash against that either.
I liked it the first time, sorry, but the second time, I was like, it is really fun.
It's just an adventure. Yeah.
And I feel like because after The Last Jedi, and because Solo came out so quickly after that, there seems to be like an exhaustion of fatigue of Star Wars. But I hope for this year, a year gap, or a year and a half gap.
Yeah, they've had a nice big chunk of time to just let you get on with your life.
Well, that was the thing between the prequels. There was 3 years between each one of them as well.
Three?
Yeah, 3 years. So really? There was a lot. The original trilogy was 3 years between them as well.
Christ.
There was a lot of time to stew on it, you know, and also build up anticipation, even though you knew it would probably be bad.
Yeah.
You're still excited for it. So I'm very hopeful.
Oh, that's going to be good.
A new hope.
Yeah. Nice. Cardi, what are you going for?
What am I going for? A film I'm really looking forward to. It's got to be Toy Story 4.
Aww.
I love the Toy Story films. They're probably, like, no joking aside, probably my favourite trilogy of films.
Yeah.
Like, from a young age, they're probably, like, the films I've watched the most in my life.
Right.
And any chance for more Woody, Buzz, Little Aliens. I have a weird obsession with Mr. Prickle Pants. No joke, for about 2 months on eBay, searched for an actual toy version of him, which they did produce in America. I don't think they made it here. I got one.
Yeah.
I was hoping you hadn't. I'd get voice, one for your birthday.
Fuck. Well, not cheap, mate. voiced by Timothy Dalton. Amazing character, only in Toy Story 3. So I'm hoping Toy Story 4 is a major leap for Mr. Pricklepants
as the starring hero. Role. Yeah. Imagine if they just killed off Woody and Buzz really early and it becomes a Pricklepants.
If you don't
picture.
Know who Mr. Pricklepants is, he is a cuddly toy hedgehog who wears like almost like lederhosen outfit. Yeah. He's fantastic.
Joe, what's your favourite Toy Story side character?
Toy Story side
character. Steady on, Dad. Mr. Pricklepants is a huge star.
I really like the laid back swag of the Slinky Dog.
Right. I'd say he's main cast, isn't he? I suppose
he's a side character. Right. Yeah. There's something just so chilled out about him, even in like furious moments. He's still got an air of calm to
him. If you said toy most likely to smoke weed, then I would definitely say Slinky Dog. I always really liked, I don't even know if he has a name, but it's just the shark. And he's in the first one, he's like a squeezy toy of a shark.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And he comes out, he's in the first one, he gets Woody's hat on, and he goes, I'm Woody. Holdy. He's brilliant. I love him.
I am very intrigued to see what, because Keanu Reeves has a role in Toy Story. Yeah. He's got to be some sort of John Wick, like action man sort
Tim,
of doll.
Tim Allen, on when he accidentally announced that, gestured like about an inch or two with his fingers, which makes me think he's a toy soldier.
Right.
But
they have those. I don't know.
They've already been in it, but maybe he's like a super good one. Maybe he's. What if
he'll be good at whatever happens.
What's like the new toys? Like, the most. Imagine if there's like.
I don't know. What are the kids?
Imagine if they've got to put new toys in, right?
Imagine if there was one of those aliens all kids thought were pregnant for a while. Do you remember that?
No.
Did you have that at school? There are these little gummy aliens.
I remember those.
And
yeah.
people used to think they could give birth to a little baby alien.
It's a strange school ground myth.
Yeah, it got to the point where it was talked about so much that my science teacher did like an alien autopsy class and was like, it's just gummy. Shut up about it.
I mean, licensing issues aside, they've got to have like a Funko Pop or something like that.
I'd hate that so much.
I mean, if they get the license for it, like it is literally one of the most bought toys, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be. But,
I'd be very sad if that was true.
Yeah. More toys.
Maybe it's a John Wick Funko Pop. There you go.
That would actually be quite good. I am really looking forward to Ducky and Bunny, who are Jordan Peele and Michael Keegan-Key.
Oh, nice.
Just basically playing themselves. They look great. That was also a really fun way to do a teaser trailer, which is have two characters from the film talking about how they saw the last trailer for the film. It's fucking mad.
What is the story of that film going to be?
It's going to be brilliant.
I'm sure it'll be good.
I love Toy Story.
I think they end up... Basically, I think they end up at a carnival and realise that there's like different rules to toys and stuff.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Andy's out of the picture. Yeah. Anything can happen.
I bet he turns up at the end as like a businessman.
It's a businessman.
Maybe he's Keanu Reeves.
Can you imagine that? Like Andy.
Andy's like a spy.
He goes, he's had all these toys all his life and he gave them away. And as an adult, he goes and visits the circus and sees all those toys again. How freaked out would you be?
He'd go mental.
You know, all these toys are literally following my entire life.
Oh, imagine if grown-up Sid was in it.
But that'd be good.
Just tweaked out. Mental.
I just know I'll cry because there were the reports, weren't there, that like Tom Hanks struggled to get through his last lines in the film. Which, if he's struggling, I'm going to absolutely go.
Should we tackle the biggie?
What's the biggie?
Avengers Endgame, isn't it?
Right, yeah.
Like, I don't think... I don't remember a film that was a sequel of this kind coming out that I wasn't, like, super nervous about. When I really like something and there's a sequel to it, I'm really nervous about it. Like Anchorman 2.
Yeah.
I was so into Anchorman that Anchorman 2 had, like, the weight of the world on its shoulders and obviously couldn't match it.
I mean, it couldn't deliver just a normal good film, let alone living up to that.
But... I feel weirdly confident that Endgame's going to be
no
brilliant.
Reason not, when was the last Marvel film that was less than good?
I mean, Iron Man 2 was bad.
A while ago.
Oh, God, yeah.
But still, that's a around about 10 films ago now,
yeah.
isn't it?
I feel like with the Avengers films and anything like that, they can't miss every time. I mean, they can, but they don't.
I mean, Age of Ultron wasn't great.
I thought it was perfectly
okay. I don't need to watch it again, but it's fine.
But I'm just so ready for the rest of that story to be told. I feel better for the fact that I know most of it was filmed at the same time. So it's got the same energy. Everyone's on the same path.
I was very up. I know they have to do it for obvious reasons, but I was very up for them just not having a trailer. Just reveal what it's called.
Yeah.
Date. Release it. No one needs a trailer for
that film. No, not the trailer was very minimal anyway.
Don't get me wrong, I loved it. But
yeah. I like that it feels like that trailer takes place minutes after the film ended and no more than that. Well, mad thing about that trailer as well, I'm sure maybe we've already talked about it, but just the fact that the final beat of that trailer is an incredibly important plot point that is based on the post-credits scene from Ant-Man and the Wasp. Like, it's such a weird... Like, it's the confidence of it now to just be like, Marvel films are so important to popular culture that we can make references to bits that you might have walked out before.
I've not even seen Ant-Man and the Wasp yet, so have I don't you know what
you're talking about. I watched it on New Year's Eve while the clock struck midnight, so I had a brilliant New Year's Eve. And I enjoyed Ant-Man and the Wasp, and the post-credit was very intriguing.
Yeah.
Okay, I do intend to watch it.
It's a great. It's just a great film anyway, but the post-credit scene
is it a great film? I heard it was only...
I liked it a lot.
I preferred it to the first Ant-Man.
Me too. Oh, really? I think it's a better like comedy film, and that's kind of what they need to be.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I thought it was really good fun. Dale,
right?
Give me another.
What are you having?
I'm going to say It Chapter 2.
Yes, please.
I completely forgot this was happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
even though like It is based on the being in two halves. Yeah. Like,
I mean, at the end of the first It, they announce it as Chapter 2, and then you just kind of, okay, I'll see that when it comes around, and then they've been relatively quiet since, really, haven't they? I mean, the way it should be. I loved it. I thought it was absolutely brilliant. Like, and I was relatively a fan of the first one, the original, but I've gone back and watched it since and think it just pales in comparison compared to this new reimagining of it. Especially when you've got this new version of Pennywise, which now feels as iconic as the original.
Yeah, absolutely. Original if one, he doesn't do that fucking dance again, I'm going to storm out of the cinema at the end.
I'm looking forward to it because I have hazy memories of the second part of the story. I remember the bit when they're children quite well and what happens. Whereas this bit, I don't want to go back and read it, but I'm kind of happy to go in and not really remembering what happens when they're adults.
So in the original, I mean, it wasn't film, the TV show, I think. It was like half and half. It was constantly jumping between the two. So I've got quite big memories.
Yeah, for some reason, the kids' bits stick out. Maybe because I was very young when I watched it. Yeah. So the bit when they were kids were always scarier to me.
It's always a bit more exciting, isn't it, when it's children being tormented by a killer clown.
Especially when you're a child. Yeah, and you should not be watching that.
Really looking forward to seeing Bill Hader in a horror movie because I really like Bill Hader. Yeah. I think he's a great like choice for that role.
Yeah,
and like it's just going to be exciting to see him trying to be spooked.
I mean, I hope they're faithful to the original, but also not too faithful because like some of the ridiculous elements,
mad
like
stuff happens,
the giant turtle and all that sort of crazy stuff.
Then again, I kind of would enjoy if they just went full mad.
Yeah, if it was like true cosmic horror.
So they have in chapter one. They have little toy of a turtle. I don't know if that's just a little
but
nod.
That's like there's references. Yeah.
That's fine. That's fine. I just think, you know your audience, and most people who go and see that, just they want a good horror experience.
Sometimes Stephen King might have been off his head when he was doing that.
Maybe. Who knows?
But yeah, no, I'm excited. When's that come out? Is that later this year? September?
I think, just before Halloween.
It's a fair old while. Yeah. That'd be a fun one to get psyched for.
Something I'm looking forward to this year. It doesn't actually have a release date, and it's heavily rumoured it will come out this year and be a Netflix film, which is odd, is Martin Scorsese's The Irishman.
Go on.
Which is De Niro, Pacino, Pesci back together.
I didn't even know Pesci was still acting.
It's got everyone you'd want for a Scorsese. It's kind of, I don't want to say, they're all getting on quite a bit.
Yeah.
It's maybe their big last hurrah of all in a film.
Especially because De Niro hasn't done anything good for ages.
No, and that's is what I'm hoping, because he's the lead. It's set on a real story. It's kind of like...
Is he people an Irishman?
It's like a spirit... that's what I...
I really hope not.
He's American. It's like American Irishman, but he'll just have a New York accent, won't he?
Yeah.
But it's kind of the spiritual successor people are saying to sound like Goodfellas. Yeah. It's that sort of vibe where he... It's based on a true story, and his character, I think his name's Frank Sheehan, or something very similar. I should have done my research, didn't Joe?
Who cares?
But he was an alleged hitman for the mob.
Right.
Alleged. I don't want to get in any trouble here from the mafia or anything. Alleged. And yeah, it's going to be classic Scorsese, I'm hoping. And I'm intrigued that of all the directors, I never really expected Scorsese to do a Netflix release.
No.
I'm sure it'll find its way to cinema because he
probably
loves
just like
a cinema, doesn't he?
It's probably just loads of money.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they've just gone, please
I don't know
it.
If this was one of those that was rumoured that it would originally be a series or not and it's been turned into a film. I'm not sure if that was the case, but I know he's been wanting to do it for absolutely ages. So.
Imagine how much you'd have to pay for De Niro and Pacino in a series.
Scorsese, De Niro doesn't often, if ever, go wrong. No.
Yeah.
So.
I love the idea of a bunch of New York mafia hitmen listening to this podcast and hearing you slander them.
Alleged.
So, but, watch your back, Cardi. Watch your back.
More of them, probably not a laugh a minute, that one. But
nah.
Oh, I'll love it.
Be good
I
fun.
Reckon.
Just honourable mention for Playmobil, the movie, which we found out is coming out
this morning. Yeah, mad.
Who's in it again?
Daniel Radcliffe's
in it. Oh, that's right. Yeah, Daniel Radcliffe.
There's someone else good in it as well. Oh.
I mean, you could say, yeah. I'm sure you had that reaction when you heard Angry Birds, the movie, as well.
Yeah, but that was meant to be shot, wasn't it?
I heard it was all right,
was it?
I haven't seen it. Not good,
I'm not saying Playmobil won't be shot,
then
it's
again,
just the idea that they're making
when
it.
When I heard Lego, the movie, I was like,
yeah,
are
exactly.
you sure?
Yeah. That's, yeah, exactly.
And it's an absolute banger.
So. I mean, that's obviously why they're making Playmobil, the movie, right?
What?
It's got to be. But we're
imagine if there's Meccano.
Can you imagine the Playmobil office the day they saw the Lego movie announced?
I had loads of Playmobil when I was a kid.
Dollar bills in their eyes.
I had loads of Playmobil when I was a kid, and I didn't realise till I got relatively older and went in shops how ridiculously expensive Playmobil is.
Yeah.
It's like 20 quid for like one man and a cow.
Mate, those Germans, they'll monetize you. They know.
Would you say they're like the GoBots to Lego's Transformers?
Yeah.
That's a dated reference.
I think that's right.
I was born in 1983.
It's your Playmobil to your Lego.
Games.
Mm.
I'm going to talk about. We've got big lists here and we're just picking and choosing off them.
Yeah.
I'm going to go not for the obvious. Fire Emblem Three Houses. Have either of you played a Fire Emblem before?
No. I haven't, but I feel like. Because I've never owned a 3DS.
Yeah.
And they've always kind of intrigued me,
yeah.
that sort of style of RPG. So I may well give this
I
one a go.
I do love tactical RPGs. Mm. I think they're brilliant. You strike me
it's so cool then.
Yeah, I know. You strike me as someone
one thing
who
I
would
love,
like
tactics.
Who would like a tactics game if you got sunk into it.
No? I don't think I've ever like truly invested a significant amount of time in those.
Maybe if it was all in like the right sort of world. I know you're not a big fantasy guy, am I right?
No, you're
that?
Absolutely right. Yes, high fantasy is my kryptonite.
Yeah, that's going to be a struggle with this one.
Yeah.
But there's something about, well, there's two things that I love about this game. And one is that it's another Fire Emblem. Fire Emblem Awakening on 3DS, I think, is one of the best games ever released by Nintendo. I think it's incredible.
Is this on the Switch, by the way?
This is Switch.
Yeah.
Fire Emblem Three Houses is essentially Fire Emblem again. So that is, if you don't know, essentially a mix of like tactics RPG stuff. So multiple characters on a battlefield moving around turn by turn and battling each other. And also they often build like relationship building into that mix. So like permadeath happens.
Okay.
So you can, a character can die and or just retire. Like they can get beaten up so much they're like, I'm not soldiering anymore.
That's good, I like that.
Or in Awakening they introduce like romances between them. So the more they work together, the more they became friends, and then eventually some could fall in love to the point where there was a chapter later on where it skipped a load of time and you had all their kids, but the kids changed depending on who had fallen in love before when in your campaign earlier in the story.
Do the kids like become new recruits as well, fresh recruits?
Yeah, so they've all grown up.
You can grow the next generation of soldiers.
So yeah, all the soldiers have had kids who are now soldiers who have some of the traits of their parents.
Oh my
God. Fucking amazing. In this one.
Gandhi just look at his face like, that
thinking all the
me.
Possibilities.
As far as I understand it, in this one, all of that, plus it's got an element of the battling used to be like two people stand next to each other and like hit each other.
Right.
And that was as advanced as it ever got. In this one, it zooms right into the battlefield and they've got like units and they're leading people on the battlefield. So it looks like a proper actual battle time.
It's still turn-based. It's not like real-time
battles. It's still like the battlefield now looks like it has this sort of floating overlay of all the squares that you'd move them over. But when it zooms in, your armies appear and they're having proper fights. Did either of you ever play PS1 strategy game Kessen? No, PS2.
No, but I do know of it.
Kessen was fucking amazing. And Fire Emblem Three Houses looks like the first game that's copied Kessen ever. I'm well excited.
Is Kessen a big success?
No, but it was by the people who make Dynasty Warriors, so therefore I like it.
That's
and
why you know it.
It was just Japanese armies having big battles, but really slowly in turn-based style mega and chess. Shouting at each other. It was mega chess. I absolutely loved it. And I can't believe there's a game that looks like it might be a bit like Kess End.
I'm very happy for you, Joe.
It's going to be great.
Do you know what I'm looking forward to?
Go on.
A little game called Control.
Oh, yes,
I know
please.
You're big into this as well. Just looks good, doesn't it?
So we were having a chat about this earlier. I was like, I feel like hesitant to Remedy at the moment. Cause
why?
Because, I mean, you like Quantum Break.
I think Quantum Break's fantastic.
Yeah, I was just never... It just always struck me as a bit lame, that game.
Oh, it's lame as hell. Yeah. Like, the storytelling is phenomenally bad. Right. And as is the case... I hesitate. I love many of Remedy's stories, but... Sam Lake, I thinks a lot more of himself than good. I once went to dinner with Sam Lake, and he told me a really lovely anecdote, which is that after Max Payne 1, which was obviously like famously stupid pulpy noir, but very entertaining, he went back to it and was so embarrassed of his like kind of nascent writing that he just enrolled at university in creative writing before Max Payne 2.
That's good.
And I think that's really lovely, just being like, you know what, I can do better for the second one.
That reminds me of? It reminds me of when Coldplay released their first album, Chris Martin went and had singing lessons afterwards.
And ruined the band.
That's the interesting thing. Because
the second album's amazing.
First album's the best, mate.
But with Remedy, that's the thing. When I think Remedy, I think slow motion shooting. Yep. I don't often think of the stories, which maybe...
What about Alan Wake? That wasn't slow motion.
I did not play Alan Wake, so maybe that's why I didn't.
And Alan Wake was their best story as well. Mm. Yeah. But yeah, there's something about... Let's actually talk about Control. There's something so intriguing about where that game is. Mm.
That cool little trailer they put out a week or two ago about the actual building, the game seemingly takes place. And it's almost like... reverse Die Hard with slow motion telekinesis.
Yeah.
But and I'm sold on that.
I like reverse Die Hard.
talking about Remedy stories, like this is the first time in a long time where I can remember a game coming out and I can't think of another game it feels like it's riffing off of. Like so many games feel like they come from other games. So like Japanese RPGs always feel like they're part of a lineage of that kind of storytelling or like you'll get Uncharted, which feels like Indiana Jones. Everyone has these weird touch points.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm just not well-read enough in, like... Because I think it would probably fall into, like, weird fantasy-type stuff like China Mieville. But I've never seen a game like Control where it feels like I don't know what this story is. Because it's sort of Lovecraftian horror, but it's not all tentacles and squid boys.
No, it's a modern setting. And
it's like House of Leaves or something. Like, this, like, just... an unending weird place that can't be described. Yeah. I can't wait to see what that is as a story.
Like, I'm definitely excited to see it and check it out. I'm just hesitant because I thought Quantum Break was rubbish.
Yeah.
And it's just like on the back foot a little bit, but no, it looks really cool to me.
And it looks like it actually cares about being an action game again.
Yes.
Which Quantum Break, when it was an action game, was as solid as any Remedy game has ever been. You had to get through a lot to get
just
through
remembering
it.
Some of the acting and stuff.
Oh my god.
What's his face? Littlefinger.
Aidan Gillen, He is terrifically bad in that game.
He was a stinker in that game.
And Iceman from X-Men. He's rubbish.
Struggling to control my excitement for Control.
You can't say things like that, but with the least energy in your voice.
You don't even believe in it.
It's first day back. I'm still getting in the rhythm of things.
Caddy.
I'm still on a late night schedule.
I'm going to perk you up, mate. I'm going to tell you about 2019's Game of the Year.
Go on.
What's that?
The Last of Us 2.
Is that coming out this year?
Yeah.
Yeah, props.
I hope so. I like to hope so.
I think it can come out late this year. I would also not be surprised if it's spring, summer next year.
I mean, I think the spanner in the works is... Oh, I'm blanking on the name. What's it? Days Gone.
That's April, isn't it?
Because they're both, you know, both Sony and they're the first party games and they're...
And they look the same.
Yeah, they're kind of the same. And you got to imagine Sony's going to want to split them up a little bit.
Days Gone looks inferior in almost every way.
Absolutely. But it's
terrible.
It's undoubtably coming out first.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
Yeah.
So, like, how much of a gap? Or do they even care? Like, do they say Last of Us is something else?
I think it's special beyond this. Would be enough if they wanted.
I think there's a fairly good chance that Last of Us 2 will be, like, Sony's last big PS4 release.
Like,
which I think would push it next year.
Do you not think that might be Death Stranding?
I think Death Stranding's coming out this year.
I think Death Stranding will come out before Last of Us 2.
Fuck off. No.
I think it will.
I think so.
Someone note this down. Send it into IGN feedback. IGN underscore UK feedback.
I've just got a sneaking suspicion about it. And I think it's coming out this year. And I don't know if The Last of Us 2 is.
I feel like Death Stranding is. PS5 is out and it's a launch on both consoles, PS4 and PS5.
I could see that too.
I could see that with The Last of Us.
They did that with Metal Gear, didn't they? With Ground Zeroes. That was on both consoles.
Yes, it was. Yeah. That was one of those crossovers.
I would not be surprised if it was the same.
I'm really excited.
I have faith in Naughty Dog. I feel like they get games done.
I don't have faith in Kojima, but I'm backing him.
It's nice after The Last Guardian to have another game that everyone could just argue about release dates about.
Yeah.
Just being like, it's coming. I'm telling you.
So I thought The Last of Us was like a phenomenal game, but I've sat with it for a while, never saying it was my favourite game of all time. But this year might be the year where I feel confident to say it is my favourite game of all time.
Enough deals. I haven't played it.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah, no, I haven't played it.
Do you want to borrow it?
I do, yeah. Because I've been waiting to get the remastered one. Because I've played the very first bit, you know, the famous bit, on PS3. Yeah. And then PS4 came out and I just put my PS3 away.
Oh, man.
I never finished it.
I finished it 6 times, I think.
Yeah,
but I did it on all the difficult.
Maybe,
done it
maybe we should start a new three-man Let's Play series where you play it and we.
No. No.
Oh God! Yeah, too soon.
Do you think is that exciting for anything more than story right now?
Yeah,
because there's someone like who isn't. I know what the game is. Yeah. I've played enough of it to understand it, but. From everything I've seen of Last of Us 2, it feels like it's satisfying people who want to know more about that world and that story than telling you how it is to play.
I'm very excited because I don't know what the story is right now. Obviously, I know what the conclusion of the first one was, it didn't go in a way that I necessarily thought it might. I know I thought you'd be Ellie. Like, I think that was a no-brainer towards the end. But I'm very excited for that aspect, but I'm also just excited to play that game and be in that world again. Like, points in that game, it's a truly terrifying world to be in.
Yeah.
Like, it does everything that a great post-apocalypse film does, or a zombie film, I should say, I suppose. And it's just a fantastic experience. Like, and on it, there's some scenes in the subway in the first one which are just on the edge of your seat, terrifying.
I think sort of stuff. We had this conversation around Christmas time. I think you said, if pushed, your favourite book might be The Road.
Yeah.
And it is if very you love The Road, then
Is that the video game?
Most definitely.
It's when it's core mechanics, you've played a little bit, right?
Yeah.
So it's very Uncharted-y, but with a lot more weight and a lot more like pack to the punch.
Yeah.
Thing. Like, everything means a little bit more. And I just feel it's been long enough and I'm gagging to get back into
gagging for some
in
clickers.
In 2019, I am gagging to get back into it. Yeah.
Interesting.
Right, next.
What game are you looking forward to, Joe?
Am I going to do more
Go on, pick one.
Nintendo Go on. Stuff? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ooh. Bayonetta 3, innit? Bayonetta 1 and 2, two of the greatest action games ever made by one of the best studios ever.
Never played either of those.
You've got to do it.
I've played Bayonetta 1. I'd say that's quite a big statement.
Oh, yeah, it's incredible. Like, Bayonetta feels like nothing else except Devil May Cry, which is worse than it. It's just... I'm fascinated by how mental those games go. Constantly, and I'm so excited to see if Bayonetta 3. Bayonetta 2 is a Christmas game.
Right.
It's a game set.
It
starts with them out shopping for Christmas presents, and then fighter jets come in and they start having fights on the back of the fighter jets.
I love Bayonetta 1, it doesn't sound that mad.
It's just wonderful. And I desperately want Bayonetta 3 to be set at Halloween. And they're like annoyed that people keep calling them witches or something. Right. Or like just how campy and silly it is constantly makes me laugh.
What would be amazing in Bayonetta 3 is if they put a Lady Gaga character in Bayonetta 3.
Get them in.
She fucking loves Bayonetta.
I know,
she?
It's so weird. Like, that's got if we ever get the chance, I wish we'd done it around A Star Is Born.
Yeah.
Like, God, to talk to Lady Gaga about Bayonetta 3. That'd be amazing. Just tweeting about it was just wonderful.
I'm praying that she's in the game as well. She'd lose her mind.
And again, it's one of those things where it's exciting because of how little we know. Like, they've put out a logo. And told us it's coming out this year. Yeah. Like, there's got to be more at some point soon.
Yeah.
And Platinum Games haven't done something hugely of note for a little while. They're one of my favourite studios.
Is it exclusive to the Switch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because Nintendo did the cool thing that Nintendo do, which is just saved Bayonetta for no reason at all, despite there being no money in it.
No.
It was brilliant. Man, I can't wait.
One game I'm looking for. Two? You're right there, Dale.
Just having a little cough, mate. It's all right.
I'll worry about you. It's out in 3 weeks. Kingdom Hearts 3.
It's mad that that's so soon.
Yeah, that's another game people have been going on about. When's it coming? When's it coming?
Yeah.
It's coming.
Is it
it's
mad
coming
that it's
soon.
Finally coming out? About
it's,
time.
It just feels like it's. It feels like an impossible
yeah,
game.
Right. It feels like do Nukem Forever, like yeah. something yeah. that was never going to come out.
Yeah, it just feels like someone's made it up and they've been just gently talking about it for a decade.
This game looks just extraordinarily huge.
Yeah.
And I'm ready for... It's been a little while since I played a proper big game that's taken me near 100 hours. And I reckon that's what we're looking at for
yeah.
Kingdom Hearts, if you want to do and see everything. And,
yeah.
So I've never played... Sorry, go on. I was going to say, I've never played Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah.
But... So you have summons in it, right? I remember you
there's summons.
Me,
there are summons.
Chicken Little. Chicken Little was in two.
Yeah. Is he your favorite? You told me once he was your favourite summon.
He was hilarious.
Didn't you say he was OP?
In my head he was, but it's been a long time since I played Kingdom Hearts 2.
I could just imagine Little Cardi playing it and just his mind blown by a Chicken Little summon.
Chicken Little coming in. I just love that, like...
And Toy Story's in it. Mr. Prickerpants might make an appearance. This is how excited I am.
Apparently it's canon as well. Like, it's set between Toy Stories 2 and 3. That's fact. And yeah. I've read somewhere that it's like an actual canon like part of the Toy right, Story yeah. universe.
It's mad stuff, isn't it?
What? Imagine I don't really know the story of Kingdom Hearts, but from what Kingdom Hearts. But what I can tell is some little square man called Zora or something like that.
Sora.
Yeah.
Square.
He's square in the Toy Story bit.
Oh, okay.
No, I meant like squares in like.
Oh, he's square.
Oh, right.
I thought you meant because he's all blocky like
no,
a toy.
No, the Disney ones. He's the square.
Right.
One.
Yeah.
And he comes into some Disney worlds and he fucks shit up to get some magic keys.
The Heartless are invading these worlds, and there's this big guy called Xemnas who's trying to make 13 copies of himself, and then there's Xehanort. Anyone starts with an X, not good news.
Right. I thought Xehanort was the 13 copies, man.
I always get confused between Xemnas and Xehanort.
You don't even know.
It's been a long time since Kingdom
get
Hearts
Jonathan
2.
Jonathan Dornbush in
it. Yeah, let's bone him up. Someone beginning with X wants to make 13 copies of himself to take over the hearts of everyone. And basically, they go to Disney World. And this one is mainly focused on like the newer Disney. They've gone through the eras. So we've got a lot of Pixar. We've got Toy Story.
It's all CG.
Big Hero.
But I'm supposed to believe it's canon that this happened in the Toy Story world while Andy was just popped to the shops or
something.
That's
unconfirmed. All I'm saying is I'm pretty sure I read it and that's hilarious.
But yeah.
What was the dog thinking when that happened?
This game will be mad and I'm ready for something that's big, long and mad.
You love
big, long and mad?
Yeah.
Right. I need a game, don't I?
You do.
Yeah. I'm going to say... Doom Eternal.
Yes, please.
Yeah. More of that menu music. That's what I want more than anything.
The Doom soundtrack, if you want to feel like you're going to go insane and kill someone, listening to the Doom soundtrack on Spotify all day, which I did once and never again, is perfect.
It reminds me of we were going to do a live stream with Doom once, and I'll spare you all the bullshit, but technical things happened and it didn't come to fruition. But I remember we had the menu music on and I was in the studio desperately trying to fix things. And I heard that menu music cycle around for about 2 hours straight.
Oh my God.
And it was while I was super frustrated about all these things not working. And I was like, that is my rage, personified that music.
Doom 2000, whatever, 16 or whatever they call it now.
I think,
I never finished that story because it was actually too long, but in a good way. I wasn't bored of it. I just was like, I have other things I have to do. Yeah. But I don't remember the last time a shooter had a campaign that felt so long.
I know.
Like,
I mean,
we're
normally
like, there's
six
so
hours,
much to do.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I just thought, I was playing Bulletstorm at the moment because it was free on PS Plus last month. And it's just reminded me how much I miss Doom because it's got some of the great elements of Doom, but it lacks like the speed and the freneticness and just like that. Just you're zipping around constantly, just absolutely devastating people with shotgun blasts to the face and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I'm so hungry for that again.
The fucking...
Well, no, I want to kill some cacodemons.
The grappling hook thing that they've got in Doom Eternal.
Oh,
have you seen it? Oh my God.
And there was also that trailer where he bops the guy's head as well.
Yeah, where he smashes his head into his neck so he looks like a little
toy soldier. That doesn't
want to
make you play his game, nothing.
Doom Eternal looks
amazing.
I'm
ready to blow some shit up.
I'm so excited for that. Have we done all our games?
I think we're... That's... We could name...
Give some shout-outs. Untitled Goose Game. It's going to be an absolute banger.
Resident Evil 2 very soon.
Oh, yeah, I'm super excited
really
for that.
Soon as well.
Yeah. Anthem, not that far away.
No, that's February, isn't it? or March.
February or March.
I'm excited for Anthem. Also, like, shout out for Division 2 as well. Like, I spent a lot of hours in Division. I'm excited to put more into that.
Animal Crossing. I'm going to get you boys into Animal Crossing.
Good luck, Joel.
I'm willing to give it a go.
You can have a little.
I reckon I'd enjoy
pants,
it.
Mate.
Like I said, because I never had a DS. So it's kind of like the idea of Animal Crossing, but
it's
never.
Just a nice place to play.
Yeah,
just stay
what
in.
What about Far Cry New Dawn as well?
I never.
I'm
see,
more excited
I never
about Rage 2.
Five. So
yeah, no Far Cry for me.
Yeah, I'd rather play Rage 2. I think at the moment.
Really? See you later, splitters. Play Far Cry.
Should we move on to some television?
Go on, then.
Television.
Okay, Simon. Let's do television.
Okay. We go back to college.
It's your turn for me.
I'll kick it off.
Yeah, go on.
This has been not confirmed at all, but I'm heavily assuming that Mindhunter Season 2 is happening at some point this year.
Do we know it's begun production?
I'm pretty sure it's like they've said it's coming. Mm. They must have. Because they don't normally wait this long. It was out, Halloween 2017? So it's over a year.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they were aiming for last Halloween and maybe it got pushed back or I don't know. But that was my favourite TV of 2017. I absolutely loved Mindhunter.
So I never watched it because when it came out, I was in
Cuba. Too scared.
No. Damn it. No, I was in Cuba and I felt like by the time I got home, the buzz had died down a little bit and it just slipped under the radar. So you reckon it's still worth watching?
Absolutely, yeah.
I'm going to give it
proper Fincher serial killer stuff.
I'm going to give it a rewatch because
do you not get on?
I really liked the subject matter and I really didn't like, what's he called, Groff?
The main actor.
Who's the main actor?
Yeah.
I thought he was rubbish.
Jonathan
Groff?
Is that his name?
That sounds bad. might be that. I just thought he was rubbish.
I thought he was okay.
He's so clean cut that even when he's playing a bit mental.
Yeah. Did you watch all of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even when you watch him go like being bad, I don't believe you're naughty at all. You're not weird.
It's kind of the same problem I have. I'm watching through Hannibal for the first time, and I'm near the end of the third season, and that's the problem I've had. I've loved it, but the main actor I just find a bit of a drip.
Mm.
And I get what you mean with Mindhunter. The lead guy is a bit of a drip.
Yeah,
but I just love Fincher's style and. Just love serial killer
stuff. But it's the moments where it drops out of Fincher's style that I have problems with. There's one particular cut that I remember where, there's a cut between two scenes where someone, closes a door and the camera follows the door and then it's, in another room or, something really...
Too stylish, are you?
It's not even stylish, though. cheap. It looked cheap. It wasn't,
Yeah, mate, you like it simple. Right, I get it.
Fincher doesn't do fucking, star wipes and stuff.
I don't know what you've been watching.
It just felt like there were bits where it felt like it just suddenly went, we're a police procedural, by the way.
I feel like... The first series was a big old setup for what's to come, and that's what I'm looking forward to. I reckon they're going to get into some proper hunting some serial killers now, because the first one's all about kind of the beginning of studying what serial killers were. This one, I feel, maybe more of a murder mystery, and it looks like a good old mate BTK might be.
Yeah,
in it. Mate, sorry, horrible man,
the bind torture kill killer.
But he did some stuff, so if he's in it, I'm in it.
To explain, there's a without giving away, there's a setup for all the way through series one that feels like it's going to pay off at the end of series one and just never does.
Okay. Like for the first
that
minute,
sounds satisfying.
Well, no, but in a really because there's other stuff happening.
Right.
Yeah.
But there's this one thread of story that's never seems connected to anything
else. Wasn't
it
the first minute
of
every episode?
Yeah.
It's this one guy just doing stuff in his house.
Is that like in Better Call Saul when it's just the first minute of the episode is from
kind
the
of yeah. I haven't caught up with that. But
sorry.
It's kind of a little bit that.
It's a very cool way to go. Something fucking horrible is going to happen. And it's, I'm really excited to see that.
And I think they've confirmed Manson's in season two as well.
Yeah, I think I
remember. So we're getting some big hitters. That's what I like to
see. How many serial killers did they investigate?
There was a couple. Ed Kemper, he was a bastard.
Yeah. All a bit of
Jerry
a bastard,
Brudos.
Aren't they?
Yep. Was he the shoe guy?
He's the shoe fucker.
Yep.
Shoe fucker? I mean,
there was quite a few actual people in there, but not a couple of big hitters.
Yeah. The Ed Kemper stuff where you watch the original interviews next to the guy doing it is incredible.
But if you haven't watched Mindhunter Season 1, get on it.
It's very good.
What are you looking forward to?
What We Do in the Shadows, mate. Ooh. Never watched any of Wellington Paranormal.
No. I saw a little few clips online, but never watched the show.
Is it available here?
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
Probably why?
Yeah. But it's that was a spin-off from what we do in The Shadows, featuring the police department and the two policemen specifically who are, or police people, in what we do in The Shadows, the film. Mm-hmm. But this is this an American show remake of it? I can't
really.
I don't really know.
Taika Waititi's not in it, but he's except producing.
Yeah.
And I think
I think Matt Berry's in it,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah, he's in it.
Who's like the most obvious vampire.
Jermaine Clement, isn't it?
No, he's producing. Kayvon Novak's in it. From
Oh, yes, he is.
Right,
okay.
So
it's like, I don't know if it feels like it's a reimagining or something. Yeah. But I'm just interested to see more. There is something cool about...
Yeah.
Like, what we do in The Shadows actually sets up a world you want to see more of, despite being a stupid film. Yeah. You're like, there are vampires and werewolves and who God knows what else just lurking around the world.
I need to watch that again. Because first time I watched it, for some reason, something didn't click with me. And I should like it.
You don't like
a lot.
It?
I watched it and thought it was fine. Everyone was going on saying it just didn't work for me.
Really, I must have seen it. I think I've seen that 8 times.
I'll need to watch it again.
I'd say at least like
maybe
4 or 5.
Just not in the mood sometimes.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Has there ever been a TV show where they've adapted a film that's not like a follow-on or anything like that that's been good?
Terminator Sarah Connor.
I mean, I never watched it. It was supposed to be all right, actually, but I never watched it.
Something in the back of my head that's absolutely going
to I honestly can't think of anything.
What, where they've made a TV of a...
Well, it's like a reimagining, but into a TV show.
Is
like
the Purge one meant to be any good?
No, it was meant to be shite.
They did like... What was the Psycho one they did?
Bates Motel.
I think that was a prequel.
That was okay. It wasn't anything.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of that.
I'll have an answer for you off the podcast.
Okay. Brilliant. That's great for everyone listening.
Dale, what are you looking forward to? TV.
Game of Thrones finale.
Yeah.
Final season, I should say.
I'm kind of excited just for it to be over. not in a bad way.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like, because especially as someone who's been reading the book since I was 16. Like,
that's a long trip.
I'm never going to get the actual ending from George R. R. Martin because he's obviously going to die before it's over. But
selfish.
I hope you don't, George.
No, but to have an actual ending somewhere will feel like just closure for me.
and he's obviously got, you know, he's had a reasonable say, you'd imagine, in the, ending as well. So, you know, it's partly his vision, you know?
Yeah.
I am super excited. I really loved the last season. I thought it was a really, really good season. And it just felt like everything was moving so much quicker. Mm. And we're in a real, like,
end game
now as well. And I'm really excited for it. It's been a long old wait. It's been like, it's going to be a year and a half, isn't it? By the time the last one finished for this
one. Is it another eight? How many episodes? 8?
I think.
Yeah, I think it's a fairly short
series. Aren't they all quite long episodes?
I think they said the last couple might be some feature-length stuff.
Yeah.
Who's going to win, Dale? What's your prediction?
Oh, who's on the throne?
Yeah, what's the... How's it end?
I feel like Daenerys is on the Iron Throne, but Jon Snow is going to sacrifice himself or die in some sort of noble cause to help her do that.
See, I've always wanted... It's not a film, for one. It's a TV show.
What?
That kind of... It always surprises you. You never know what's going to happen. It will kill people off.
Yeah.
I would love if they just had the ultimate ending of the White Walkers just roll
everyone's
it over.
Dead.
Oh, my God.
They just take over. They're an unstoppable force.
But it wouldn't actually be satisfying. Because I thought
for
that
me,
before.
Because
that's not
the
good
balls
storytelling.
To end... I think it is. The balls to end it like that, like they're just surrounded on all sides.
I think they have to end on some element of positivity because they've had so many episodes and seasons where it always ends up worse. It gets worse. There has to be a light at the end of the tunnel.
Could just be big old White Walker. Light from a White Walker dragon mouth. But... As long as Sansa doesn't win, because she annoys me.
What if it goes to the future and all the White Walkers are just in a nice little society? And then they're like, I've heard tales of the humans.
the humans are back.
Ends on
a
musical number.
From the beach.
They're all in trunks.
Just what's the leader of the White Walkers called? The Night King.
Mm.
Just breaks into song. Just ends in a big song and dance number. That'd be amazing.
I've only just remembered that at the end of our season was when they turn one of the dragons into one of the
Walker
dragons.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. They cross over, don't they?
Dragons are going to fight. That's what's going to happen.
Naughty dragons.
Can't wait.
How do you stop the White Walkers? People probably know. I'm just
Dragonfire.
I don't read all the stuff.
Oh, yeah. Valerian Steel. Joseph Valerian Steel.
Hello. That's me.
I'm just hoping for complete devastation.
Right.
But nothing changes.
You often
do. Man.
Go on, then.
Any other TVs? Oh, True Detective starts in a week.
Yeah, that's mad as well.
Yeah.
And Mahershala.
I am absolutely up for that because A, he's brilliant.
Yeah.
B, I feel like they've taken their time, and I hope they've learned the lessons from season two, which I still think is okay. I think it's obviously nowhere near as good as the first series, but it's okay, I think.
Is it still Fukunaga?
Yeah, you're asking me questions. I don't think it's...
Because he's doing Bond now.
It's what's the name of the guy who... It's one of the same guys.
Okay. Don't care.
Can't remember what his name
is. It's not Fukunaga. Doesn't matter, mate.
But it's like they've gone back to what everyone loved about the first series, which was serial killer, big mystery.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think that's what everyone loved about the first series. But there was
compared to the second one where the mystery wasn't really that interesting.
No,
But
organized crime is like... It was sort of organised crime, wasn't it? I never watched it.
It was. It was Vince Vaughn being a bit of an idiot. Yeah. There was this secret, like, if I remember rightly, sex cult thing going on.
I've said it lots of times on here, but I really wish Vince Vaughn would be good again, because I really like Vince Vaughn. Mm. There's something alluringly gross about him that I find good. Like in Swingers. Swingers, he's amazing in that, and he's like, right, a greaseball. I want him greasy again.
I don't know if he can ever be that man again.
Greasy Vince.
I love Greasy Vince. I miss him.
Too much middle age going on now to be as cool as he ever was in Swingers.
Yeah, that's true.
True Detective starts soon. I won't speak too much about it because you might as well just watch it in a week.
Let's talk Twilight Zone.
Go on then.
More Jordan Peele. The third mention of Peele projects in this.
I completely forgot this was happening until we wrote this down.
It's just like going to be one of the most exciting things in TV that I can actually remember. Like, I love the Twilight Zone so much. And... it's going to be really... I also trust Jordan Peele.
Yes. Mm.
Which I trust... Which is weird, because he's only made one film, but for some reason I think he's just correct. Yeah. Like, Get Out feels like a Twilight Zone.
He's got his head on straight.
Like you say, he's only made one film, but he's been in and had hands in so many things. Yeah. Like, Keanu, what an underrated film that is.
I never watched that.
Oh, mate, you should check it out.
My friend Gav, I don't think you've met Gav, he made a very good point about
it's
watching...
It's an old film called Gav. He's dead now.
He made a really good point about watching the trailer for Us, where he said, it feels like someone had this idea for the Twilight Zone, and Jordan Peele just went, that's mine. But if that's the kind of headspace he's in, watching that one thing of Us, which feels like a giant metaphor, you're your own worst enemy, which is classic Twilight Zone. So imagine what else they're doing with
Is he doing all complete original stories, or is he retelling?
I believe it's original, but don't quote me on it.
It might be nice to have like a modern retelling of a few.
You could use a plot point of something and completely modernise it.
Exactly,
if you had one episode that just undid all the original ones because of modern technology, it's like Gremlin on the plane. No one will believe him. Just camera phone. There you go. Gremlin.
Done it.
See ya. God, that just reminds me of The Simpsons. The Gremlin on the bus.
I think most people our age who like the Twilight Zone got their first taste of it through The Simpsons.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's so weird.
I'm up for that as well.
It's going to be brilliant. Also, Jordan Peele doing the intro is going to be wicked.
Yeah. Any more TV you're looking forward to?
I mean, not much to say about it, but new Alan Partridge about Brexit.
It'd be good.
That'd be good.
Also, isn't it like a spoof of The One Show?
I think so. He's been given his own sort of platform like that.
Which makes me think...
his Brexit views.
That sounds to me like it's going to be closer to like... Brass Eye, the day-to-day as well. Yeah. Like, it's got a bit more of that formal aspect.
Very excited. Like, every time he changes format, it ends up being brilliant. So
and
I'm
he's,
very excited.
I think he's very good at knowing when to use that character and picking the right things to do. Yeah. He's not just doing... He could easily just do that character for absolutely anything.
Yeah.
But once, twice, every couple of years, it pops up with something brilliant.
I also have, like, the utmost faith in the Gibbons brothers as well, the writers for it. Like, ever since they've taken over, it feels like it's been... Like, it's the characters evolve slightly, but in a funnier way. It's like he's got way more about
him. They definitely
now.
Get it, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely cock on,
Fleabag. Well excited about Fleabag,
too. What's Fleabag?
Do you not watch Fleabag?
No,
he hasn't watched Fleabag
either. I haven't either,
It's Phoebe Waller-Bridge, who became the robot in Solo.
Yeah, K2. Yep. Was it K2 or K3? Whatever.
Whatever. The one that would...
I said how much I love Solo.
The droid wasn't the best.
Yeah.
And Fleabag season one was just about... it's sort of the inner monologue of a woman going through her daily life, but she's just sort of appealingly fucked up in so many different ways.
Right.
And it's just like hideously, it's not, I won't say offensive, it's just like bad taste constantly, but in a really fun way. And it's just watching her go through this like tortuous period of her life. and occasionally just veers into pure sadness and drama out of nowhere, but will also be one of the funniest things
you've
seen.
Sounds all too familiar,
time.
Joe.
Yeah, it's just the Cardi story. Yeah. And I can't give it away. Watch Fleabag, it's all on one of the streaming services.
Brilliant. No, is it down?
You have sold it to me. Though.
All four. Yeah. I can't give it away. The way season one ends is very smart and very sad, and I'm really interested to see where season two can go from there. It's going to be exciting.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's what we're looking forward to.
It's all of 2019. Oh, tell us what you're looking forward to if we haven't mentioned it, or if you know more details about the Playmobil movie, which I am deeply interested in.
Or if you think Death Stranding or Last of Us 2 are coming out first.
Yeah, that's
it's
a good
obviously
one.
The Last of Us 2.
IGN_UKfeedback@IGN.com.
Yes.
New year, same shitty email address.
But not same old everything, Joe.
No. What we're doing is not a game based on some crazy keywords. Because
those days are gone.
Mirth Corp owns the rights. So we're going to try something new. I'm currently tentatively titling it The Endless Search.
You could call it End Game.
Yeah, we could call it End Game, but we're not going to, because that would be not time. Well, it'd be too timeless.
Endless Game.
It would immediately be out of date. What we're doing is a different game every week in the possibly fruitless search for a game as good as Keyword Countdown.
One day.
Now, this week, Cardi's brought a game, but this is an opportunity for you to make your mark on IGN UK podcast history. We want you to send in your quiz games for us every week. It's sort of stolen from John Robbins and Ellis James, who do this.
But also,
that's stolen.
But they've got to be pop culture quizzes, that's the point. They've got to be about film, TV, also, or games in some way.
If they like any quizzes that we come up with, or like Caddy's one we're going to do now, let us know that you like it as well, and we might stick with it.
Exactly. Yeah. But probably not, because I like the format.
Imagine day one is that everyone likes this one. Oh, we don't need to do any of this.
Next week, everyone's like, no, please just stick with Caddy's one, for God's sake.
Without further ado,
oh God,
here is a brand new game with an entirely brand new jingle.
Yes.
Go on, name them. Time for Go on, name them. It's Go on, name them. Time for Go on, name them.
It's Go on, name them.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
This is weird because in between that intro and the jingle, Cardi left the room for minutes to go for a wee.
Minutes. And so
he took everyone out of the sausages, mate.
Yeah, I wasn't mad, but it's funnier knowing that the sausage that includes the words yes, 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 yes is the
Believe
first
or not,
things Cardi
I sat there
said.
For a good 10 seconds thinking, how am I going to open this? And I just went with yes. Yes, yes, yes. So this is
Can you name them?
Name these workshopping.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But
Keyword
you know,
countdown rolls off.
It happens to have a lovely four syllables.
How good is it? Can you name them?
Oh,
there
what
go,
a lovely
done.
Voice.
Yeah, it works, doesn't it?
This is an unashamed ripoff from a couple of sources. One, a very popular football podcast that goes out twice a week. It's called
least.
The Football Ramble.
Yeah, we've talked about it loads of times. Pete listens to this.
I know. Sorry, Pete, but I've ripped it off. And another would be Nick Knowles' National Lottery In It to Win It quiz show.
Yes.
Which is essentially the same game.
It's a banger.
So,
apart from Knowles.
Here's what happens. There'll be five questions, five subjects.
Right.
And there'll be an absolute number of correct answers. I haven't thought
you look so panicked.
There'll be a set number of correct answers. You have to bid against each other for how many of those you think you know.
Are they crazy answers?
They're crazy answers, yes. And you bid against each other until one of you says, go on, name them.
Go on, man.
Right.
Is that the call?
Wait, can we call it Go On, Name Them?
Go on, then.
Go on, name them.
That's what it's called. Yeah. Go shut it and name them. No. So basically, you start whatever number you think, and then if that person names the amount that they say they can, they win the point.
This is so much more complicated than Keyword
Countdown. I'm not very good on this description.
It'll become very apparent what's going on.
All right, come on.
And if you fail to name the amount you said you can, the other person wins the point.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay, so the first one is, there have been 18 IGN Game of the Year winners
Since
2001. How many of those? I'm going to let Dale kick off.
That's how many years there have been.
I know, it's amazing.
Wait a second.
But now we're in 2019. What will win? Kick off. There's 18 in total. How many of those can you name? Not too much thinking about it before you bid.
Okay, five.
He's kicking off with five.
Oh.
Be pretty poor if you can't do six, Joe.
But my tastes are so varied and eclectic.
I remember the most recent years, but not like, it depends how far we get back.
Since 2001. Oh, that's not even in the easy early days when there are only nine games a year. I think that's harder than you think, and I'm going to make you do five.
He's going to make him do five.
Really? Okay, I can do five.
Go on then, Dale. So do your easy ones first, because as soon as you get one wrong, you've lost the point.
Quick question. We have, just double checking, we have announced the game of the year, right?
For this, yeah.
You know it's 2019.
We used to sometimes announce it in January.
We have announced. So does that mean you don't know?
Oh,
you
do know what it is.
I do know what it is, but I knew what it was before it was announced.
We have announced 2019.
Okay, so God of War.
Yes.
One tick. Journey.
Yes, that's two.
That's good. Last year, Overwatch. That wasn't that last year. One.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Zelda last year, Jesus Christ. Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, that's four.
And
let him do five.
Do you know what?
I wouldn't have got Journey.
I'm not. Oh, The Last of Us.
Yeah, that is one.
Nice.
I also want to say Mario Galaxy was one.
You could have had the others going back chronologically.
Just keep going.
Okay.
Until you get one wrong.
Go on then.
Yeah, so Super Mario Galaxy.
Yeah, that is one.
Correct.
Probably another Zelda in the past, like Twilight Princess, maybe.
There is no other Zelda.
Paul?
No.
Really?
You've
doesn't matter, doesn't it?
Others you could have had were The Witcher 3, Dragon Age Inquisition.
Really?
That's mad.
Inquisition one.
Portal 2.
Oh, yeah.
Mass Effect 2, Uncharted 2, Fallout 3, Okami, God of War 2005...
Wow.
Half-Life 2, Knights of the Old Republic, Battlefield 1942.
Oh, that is a banger.
And Halo Combat Evolved.
Fair play. That's a good list.
Yeah,
yeah. Apart from Inquisition. I like Inquisition. It's just not that good.
A tame five that Joe let Dale name there. But he did well.
I wouldn't have got Journey.
I could never remember this year's, and I knew remember Journey and Overwatch. Yeah. So I was like, I felt confident I'd be able to get a few.
I'd actually forgotten Overwatch had won, and I was in the video for that one.
1-0 to Dale. The next... There have been 42 feature films that Seth Rogen has appeared in.
Oh, my God. Okay.
When as random as
41.
Possible.
41.
All right. Joe, you kick off this time.
I'm going to say I can do... Do we get to bid above and beyond each other?
Yeah. Doesn't have to be by one each time.
I mean, you'd be sensible too, though, right?
Oh, do you have balls, Dale? That's it.
I'm going to say I can do... Nine.
He's gone nine. Can you do 10, Seth Rogen? He's pushing him to double digits.
I don't feel very confident.
I think that's a psychological block.
Yeah. No. I could easily do like five or six, I think, but yeah. It's
by the way, I'm not reading all 42 of these out later. So.
No, I'm going to concede. I'm going to let Jay go for it.
Nine. Kay. Here we go.
Can this be... is this physically acted in or voiceover as well?
Film he's appeared in, voice acting.
Yeah, just making sure.
Yep.
Sausage Party.
Yes. Number one, Sausage Party.
This is the End.
Absolutely.
Pineapple Express.
Absolutely.
100% banger, that film. Yeah. That's not
one
the
of
name
the best
of a
comedy
film.
Films.
I think it's incredible.
When did that actually come out? 2010 or something like that?
Yeah, I was at uni.
Earlier than that, I think.
Whatever. Amazing.
I've run dry.
Knocked
up. Yep.
Yeah, that was my first one.
He's in the fun one, Super Bad.
He is.
The fun one.
That's five. He's hit the five.
Okay.
Four more.
What is he laughing? Just remember the laugh.
Yeah.
Is he in...
He's not... 42 is not that many films. I felt like he's in way more than that.
I'm surprised I'm struggling this much. It seemed really easy a second
I've got
ago.
A couple,
Zach and Mary Make a Porno.
Nice. Yes. That's...
Unrated.
Never watched it.
Yeah,
is he good. In?
Fuck you.
Of course he is. Knocked Up.
You've already done Knocked Up.
No, I'm not Knocked Up. 40-year-old virgin.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two more. Yep. Two more. Your Honor.
40-year-old virgin. He's like, he's got a big beard and stuff. And tattoos.
Yeah. I'll give you a bit of time, but I wouldn't give you long.
Oh, Christ. Wait, what is the time limit, by the way? How long do you give him?
Just long,
reasonable.
Loads,
a reasonable amount. If it's
getting
a bit tedious.
Dries up.
Yeah. Until it becomes absolutely tedious.
think of any.
I've got you two, mate.
You've got two.
Oh, that's annoying, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, it is annoying that he's done that.
Yeah.
Is he in?
It's easier when you're not on the spot, though, isn't it?
That is true.
It is. Oh, has he done any weird ones where you'd be like, what?
I don't know.
Why is he in this? That one. Is he in? What's it called?
I'm going to have to start pressing you soon.
Give him a countdown, Kelly.
What's the one about being high in Fantasyland? He loves weed.
I'm going to have to give you 10 seconds.
Hi, boys.
No, he's crashed out. Some big ones you could have had.
Ooh,
he's in
Don. My two.
Go on then, go on.
Two both shit films, The Green Hornet.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And The Interview.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Some big ones you could have had. Donnie Darko, he appears.
What?
In.
Oh, yeah, he's like the bully's mate.
Anchorman.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Who's he in the Anchorman?
You, Me, and Dupree.
Step Brothers, that's another one.
Step Brothers, he is in that, yep.
He's such
Monsters
a shit.
Monsters versus Aliens.
He's a shit.
Observe and Report.
Paul. Oh, that film sucked.
50-50.
Yeah.
Bad Neighbours. 22 Jump Street.
God. Bad Neighbours 2.
Steve Jobs. And The Disaster Artist.
Of course he's in The Disaster
Artist. So those
artist.
Were just a handful of ones.
What's the one about being high in Adventure Times?
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's Danny McBride.
Oh, The Last Night?
No. Something. Oh my God, Your Highness.
Your Highness. Is he in that?
I don't see that on the list.
Maybe. He's got to be in a cameo, right?
It seems like he would be. That's all I
know. I don't see it on this list.
I can't believe I couldn't get 9 seconds.
2-0 to Dale. But I have a feeling, Joe, may be better at this one.
I'm really...
Oh, what's that mean?
This one.
I don't know. This is more...
It's like Kingdom Hearts
this,
round.
This makes me really nervous, this game. Keyword Countdown flows past.
19 Legend of Zelda games.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Okay.
And we're not counting like remasters, just these, you know, the core ones. 19.
Okay, what about...
Okay, I've got two
weird
ones.
I don't
want
to say it, but what about spin-offs?
I don't know what you mean by spin-off.
I'll just say it and we'll just rule this one out. The... Hyrule Warriors.
Oh no! It has to be
or Smash Brothers.
It has to be The Legend of Zelda. Okay. Something.
Okay. Well, I had an obscure one that I don't know whether it's on there, but I'll use it. If I
There's 19. Okay, Dale kicks it off.
Seven.
Seven.
I'm standing low.
Obviously I'm gonna say 12.
Oh my God! Yeah, I concede.
Yeah, 12.
I don't know if I can do this.
You should have said 8. You fool.
Right.
It's gone big.
The Legend of Zelda.
Yes.
Zelda 2.
Yes, I'll give you that.
That's what it's called.
Zelda 2, The Adventure of Link. Yeah, we'll give it to you. I'm giving it to you.
Link to the Past.
Yep.
Link's Awakening.
Yep.
What a banger that is.
It has the fucking dream fish.
The definitive Zelda experience.
You've put me off. I'm going to say Oracle of Seasons and Oracle of Ages.
Yep,
those are two of my
those.
Fun
He's
ones.
Done this.
It's only halfway.
You haven't got to the modern ones yet.
It's 6.
Ocarina of Time, 7, Majora's Mask,
8,
Twilight Princess,
yes,
Breath of the Wild.
Yep, that's 10.
I'm forgetting what ones I've said. Wind Waker. Yep. The Wind Waker.
Yep, that's absolutely fine.
Often
one more.
Forget the definitive article. Definite article.
One more.
And?
I've got a couple. oh, shit, I should have said
Did that. I say Link Between Worlds? I said Link to the Past. I don't know whether I said Link Between Worlds.
I don't think you did.
Maybe not, no.
So you can have that.
Smash.
That's your 12.
Can I keep going?
If you want.
Can I just ask, is Link's crossbow training on there?
No.
Oh, okay, good. I'm glad, I'm glad I didn't hold that one. What else was there? Oh, there was... what's the motion controlled one?
Skyward Sword.
Skyward that Sword. One, yep. That's a legendary one.
Any others? If not, I'll...
Have you got the CDI games on there?
Oh, God, that's a good one.
Zelda CDI?
I don't think so, no. The other ones I've got here.
Yeah.
Twilight. Four Swords Adventures.
Oh, Four
Twilight
Swords.
Princess.
I said that one.
Did you?
The Minish Cap.
Oh, yeah. That's a Capcom one.
And Phantom Hourglass.
Phantom Hourglass. And Spirit Tracks.
Spirit Tracks. There we go. That was all of them.
Nice.
Oh, no. And Triforce Heroes.
Oh, yeah.
So there we go.
That wasn't very
but
good.
2-1 to Dale.
Happy with that one.
Yeah.
Got 12. That's a lot.
Here's one. Okay. You got to be... This is clearly defined, okay?
Okay.
The American Office... There are 22 workers that have worked on the office floor.
Right.
We're not counting
not the
warehouse
not
people.
The warehouse.
So what about the 22 annex? Does that count?
The annex has
The annex
to.
Count? Yep. Yeah, okay.
In the office,
okay.
There's been 22
people that
you're
have had
be
desks.
Much better at this than me.
I'm very tempted to say 22.
Oh, I would absolutely.
I didn't say it.
Oh.
But it's Joe to kick
okay,
it off.
Okay, sorry.
So calm down, Dale.
I'll start with 15.
Oh,
okay, 16.
I'll accept you don't have to give me the surnames of everyone.
Okay.
16, does he want to give him? That's a lot.
That so many people.
It takes a brain freeze. It only takes one brain freeze.
Yeah. 17.
Oh! Oh
yeah, 18.
What okay. a great Go. Game. Okay. 18. I just wanted to push you up too.
Okay.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Michael Scott.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Jim.
Yeah.
Jim what? I know you don't have to say it.
Are we marking these down or anything?
I'll do it.
Keep track of them. So I said Michael, Jim, Pam, Dwight,
yep.
Ryan,
yep.
Kelly, Toby, Phyllis, Stanley, Meredith.
That's 10.
Okay. So it gets a bit tricky. Gabe.
Yep.
Oh, this is easier than I thought it was.
Pete or Plop.
Wait.
He's in the last
Pete?
Season. He's in yep. the last season. He goes out with Aaron.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron, another one.
There we go.
Yep.
Fucking hell. What's his name?
That's 13, that I believe.
Yeah. One that works with Pete.
You've missed some key.
I know, yeah. Clark.
Yep, Clark, that's the one. Needs four more.
Oh, Angela.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, what is his name? I'm blanking out. Oscar.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Andy. Did I say Andy already?
No. One more.
And, oh my God, why can't I think of the big lad's name?
How long's he got?
Creed, by the way.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
He did very
nice.
Well. Yeah. So I believe the ones you didn't say were Kevin.
Kevin.
Meredith.
I said Meredith.
You said Meredith.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Do you say Phyllis? I lost track.
Yes, I said Phyllis.
Yeah.
Kelly. You said
yeah.
Kelly.
Yeah.
Holly.
No, I didn't say Holly. Yeah.
Nelly.
No, I hate Nelly.
Who's his nephew? Yeah.
He's only in it one episode.
Yeah, but another one you didn't say, Robert California.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, he doesn't ever work on the office floor, though.
He's
a CEO. He doesn't work in that office. He works
I
in
Florida.
I thought
he did. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, it's 21 then.
Yeah, okay.
Would but still.
There is to be fair,
Joe Bennett has worked on the office
yeah,
floor.
There is a lot of them where they're in like one episode. There's a guy called Devin who's in like a few episodes.
Yeah, because he's the first series. Yeah. He was going to be in my back pocket.
There's a bunch that are in like one episodes and stuff.
Dale
like
takes it 3-1, but there's still time
to 22.
There's still time to save face, Joe.
Okay.
With one last one, Naughty Dog.
Oh,
have developed 20 games.
Oh, lovely.
That's going way bad.
There's a few trick ones in there as well.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to say 7.
Released rather than developed.
Developed.
So in development counts.
No, they have to have. Yeah. I'm counting ones that have been released.
There's a few tricky.
So basically, Last of Us 2 does not count. You cannot have Last of Us 2.
Yeah, okay.
I was feeling really smug about the Zelda round. But this is very much Dale's territory. Can I do more?
I'll say 8. I'm going to say 10.
Yeah, you can have that.
Okay.
He's going. Gosh,
there's a
fluffing
few
you
series.
Out of the game there,
yeah. There's a few. Yeah. You can fill that really quickly.
Right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Uncharted 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's 4.
Lost Legacy. That counts.
That's 5. Yep.
Counts
that's a game.
Crash Bandicoot 1, 2, 3, Crash Team Racing.
Yep.
And The Last of Us.
You still. Oh, yeah, that's it. That is it.
I was really
wasn't going to say Golden Abyss because that wasn't Naughty Dog.
I was really worried that Crash Team Racing wasn't developed by them. So I was like,
Crash Bandicoot Warped is 3, isn't
didn't
it?
Even touch, didn't even touch Jack and Daxter.
No.
Yeah, you could have had Jack and Daxter, Jack 2, Jack 3, Jack X Combat Racing.
Jack X Combat Racing.
Or the ones before this, Math Jam, Ski Crazed,
oh my God.
Dream Zone, Keith the Thief.
Keith the Thief. Bring that back.
Spelt K-E-E-F as in
Keith
beef.
The Thief.
Rings of Power and Way of the Warrior.
Mm.
So there we go. 4-1 to Dale.
He's
a supreme performance.
I know you didn't come out of it, but I really enjoyed that game.
It's a really good game.
It was good fun.
Well, maybe we can. It makes me sweat.
We can bring it back every now and then.
Yeah,
you know, we can rotate games.
Do you run out of things eventually to do that with?
There's a lot of actors. There's a lot of
games.
There's a lot of films. There's a lot. It's malleable. So, yeah.
Where we go, like, types of metal.
That was, what is it? What were we calling it? Go on, name them.
Go on, name them.
Go on,
name them.
Go on.
Name them.
Yeah.
Why didn't I? I should have said it a few times during that. I was so. I should have shouted, yeah. Go on, name
it has
them.
It's about the rules. You have to say, go on, name them when you can see.
But yeah, if you have your own. So how are people going to do this? Because if they send it to feedback, the actual quizzes, we'll all read it and the game will be.
I think first person to read it is the quiz master.
They send an idea of the quiz, but they don't actually come up with the questions, or they do an example question and then we can.
Yes, I like that. Create the quiz
then we
format.
Reply.
Yeah.
We will reply to you and you can reply back to our...
If we need clarification.
Well, no, but I'm sure if they come up with a format, we can fill the questions in.
Yeah. Let's not make it stupid.
Send us quiz formats. IGN_UKfeedback@IGN.com. Quiz formats. Let's do it on what I'm tentatively calling
in fact, put the headline in the email, quiz formats.
Quiz formats.
We can separate a special folder for it.
Or endless search.
Wait, we need one.
Endless search sounds great.
Okay, we go endless search then.
What a lovely start to the year.
It was great. And what a year to bloody look forward to, eh?
Yeah. So much media.
Let's get on with it, shall we? Bye!
Enjoy!
Bye!
Bye! Oh.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.